Welcome back to another edition of the Down and Back Cornhole Podcast. I want to welcome all of the new followers, subscribers, and everything after a fantastic weekend in Niagara Falls. We've got a lot to talk about that weekend, what all happened, what's all coming up. We've got some possible ACL news that's coming, ACL Canada news that's coming up. But first, how about a weekend that was in Niagara Falls? A lot of great American pros, ACL pros that came up to play. Even a lot of Canadian players got to show off some skills. I know we didn't get as many on the live feeds as we wanted to, but we got a lot on. So I know some people were saying that we weren't having enough, but it's an open. You get the matches that are available to come up on your live feed, and some that don't get a chance to, because you don't want to have a bunch of 20 minutes of dead air waiting for another match to come up because you want to have a certain person. We're just getting matches on to go out there, because that was truly the premier event in Canada that Canada has had so far, or that will have this year so far. Biggest ever in Canada, the most teams we ended up having. I know I was giving out the number 160 teams at the start, ended up having 172 doubles teams. Wow, that was a lot of doubles teams, and some great play, some great throws, some absolutely the best. And it started off Friday morning, women's singles, the juniors and the seniors, and we got to see Caden Benclow out of the Buffalo area. He got the win in the junior singles. I believe he beat Nakoda Jackson, who's also out of the Buffalo area. A couple great throwers there we got to see. Senior singles, we got to witness Jay Dotson get his first seniors title, and congrats to Jay on that. I got to talk with him a bit, and I know most people have probably heard me on the show here. Done talking about it. I talked about it on the live feed, and him and I had about three or four different conversations of the first time I got to see him. Didn't really get to meet him that much back in 2018, but just watching some of his stuff in the Crew Cup late on the Friday night, and he was like, "Yeah, we were having a lot of fun that time," and it was him, and back then his partner Sean Short, and he was also on that Crew Cup team with Trevor Brooks and Jamie Graham, a young Trevor Brooks and Jamie Graham, but. That's, yes, we get to watch Jay Dotson go and get his first singles title. And then the afternoon, got to see the swap, the ACL swap. Great event there. Everyone got to play with some different players. Joe Neistat, Jaden Ellis, get the win in that there. Jaden Ellis just impressed me all weekend with his throwing. He was partnered with Evan Vanos in the team's event on the Friday night then. And then I just forget who his partner was in the doubles, but yeah, just in the team's event, their team getting the win, the Michigan Mob, as they were calling themselves, Joe Neistat, Jeremy Schemmerhorn, Jaden Ellis, Evan Vanos, and the other two names, the Earls, I believe it was. They're just, I'm working on no sleep from that weekend. But, yeah, they picked up the win on the U.S. side. Canadian side, Bernie Portalesi, Connor Weiss, Dean Lang, Tim Sanchi, Glenn McNutt, and Dave Dunlop got the win on the Canadian side. Then the Michigan Mob bested them. But if you can go back and look at that team's event, especially the final couple of matches there, Joe Neistat, Jeremy Schemmerhorn, they made that night fun. They made it late for me because they didn't want to get that final point. They wanted to have some fun and made me go and have supper at about midnight. Actually, it's probably lunch. At about midnight alone at a TGI Fridays, because there's about 8,000 of them in Niagara Falls, if you've ever been there. But yeah, they got the win there. And Joe even almost got the throwing under the leg airmail in. It just rimmed off the back of the hole. But yeah, the Michigan Mob got the win in that there. Go on to Saturday, and we get the doubles. Fantastic play there. Got to see something, and I made a couple comments on the live feed as well. Mike Ferreira. You've seen him on our last show here. You've seen him on a bunch of shows before, and if you've ever seen him play before, he's very subdued. He's just a calm guy. And I was like, what the hell got into you? I even asked him that again Sunday. I said that Saturday night, and then I said it on again Sunday morning. And he's just like, I was feeling it. I was going. When you tell Jordan Power to talk you down from throwing airmails, that ain't going to happen. Jordans just want to go for it, and they did. They got the doubles win over Jamie Fincham and Ryan Smith. Put the right stuff up there. Jamie Fincham, Ryan Smith. A fantastic game that they got out there with that win. I know our Canadian contingent, Dion Kuza, and Albert Parsons got the win in the level three doubles, I believe it was. They beat Dean Lang, and his partner right now is just escaping me again. I had this all written down, and my paper is gone. And as most people know, I just kind of – nothing is scripted here. Nothing. I kind of have a thought in my head. But there are people watching. But, yeah, so – there was that, and it was just a fantastic weekend getting into the singles, and we had some pretty good games out there as well. I got to have all of the finals on the live feeds, the pro, the advanced, the competitive, and the intermediate. We'll go from the bottom up. Not really bottom, but still, we got a Canadian winner, our lone Canadian winner, Michael Klink, beat Michelle Hunter. Now, I've talked about Michelle Hunter on the show before. She's going to be one to watch. She put up a pretty good fight. She won her bracket and then lost in the final when the two brackets come together. The competitive final, Patrick Crawford out of Buffalo. We got a big Buffalo match up there. Patrick Crawford, David Dean in that final, and Patrick ended up getting the win. Advanced final. The name has escaped me who Maddie McBride played, but Maddie just threw lights out. She threw lights out all weekend. She lost to Bella. Actually, I didn't talk about the women's final, but we'll talk about that in a second. She just threw lights out in the advanced, getting that win for her, one of her first big wins. Then singles, the pro open singles. Jordan Power looking for the win, just came up short. Joan Eastad picking up the win there in the open singles. But now, going back to the Friday, which I passed over, women's singles. Wow, if you, again, go back and watch that for the women's singles, because Maddie McBride, Bella Soprenin, put on a show, because going into the final to knock in the queen seat, to knock for Bella to get the queen seat, she had to play Maddie, and Bella kept throwing up blockers, and Maddie was having a tough time dealing with them, and Bella got the win 21-0. And you would think that Maddie would have just kind of went back and kind of, you know, not been good in the third place game. She came through that, and we got to watch her kind of work on some stuff and kind of in between games where she was wanting to get back into the final there. And she went down 13-0 at the start against Bella in that women's final. And she came back. I believe she tied it up again. I'm not sure. And then Bella kind of took over from there. But I know that Maddie did come back from that 13-0. And if you go back and watch the shot, she didn't need to make the shot, but the and two that Bella did, and some people were saying, oh, you know, it's a big showboat. If you watch, Maddie told her to shoot it, and she did. I don't think she was expecting the and two. I think she was just going to try and go for an airmail. But go back and watch that. I know a bunch of people put it already up on Addicted to Cornhole and all of that. Fantastic shot, fantastic game by both of those ladies. So that was the recap of the playing. We had some great playing, like the singles, go back to singles. My first one of the day that I did, one of my first games of the day for the singles was Dion Kuza, Storm Hogue. And Dion came out with the win. So that's 2 years in a row now that Dion has started off his open singles, level one singles. And last year he took down Timmy Jonas to start it off. And this year it was Storm Hogue to get the win there. So Dion then, I know Trey had picked him, Trey Ryder had picked him to be top 10, get a top 10 in singles. He finished 11th. That's how close he was to becoming top 10. So again, he was the lone last standing Canadian in that. So we're can't wait till we get back. ACL Canada Open number 2, St. John's, Newfoundland, June 16th through 19th. Registration for that, for Platinum, will open April 14th. Okay. April 14th, registration for the ACL Canada Open number 2, St. John's, Newfoundland, which we should have some fun. So there's that. Other stuff from the weekend. Like I said, big weekend for me personally. I didn't get to play, which made that even better. No losses there. The amount I'm going to say love, but I'm not sure if that's the right word for it. But just the amount of people coming up, wanting to get pictures. And we had the contest, and we'll be doing that contest again at the Open in St. John. So you want to win some local bags, take a selfie with me, post it on the post I make on Facebook, and you can win some bags. I give away a bunch of bags from there. But, just having come up wanting to talk and just kind of saying, hey, you know what? We watch a show, and it just – there's times where I just don't feel, I'm not sure just how far out the voice goes. And it's kind of humbling to find out that, all these other people that are out there watching that I have no clue of, and you guys come up and talk to me. And I love just talking to new people, meeting new people, and hearing that you do watch a show, what you like about the show. No one has said anything they don't like about the show yet. I know there's people out there. Haters are real, and I welcome them as well, too. With that, and then even with the live feeds on the weekend, sitting in, I know it was fun. I got to have Chris Tornatola take over for me for a little bit. I got to sit and do some stuff with him, but just some other people that would just come in to help out, and that would be, Jimmy Humans just kind of showed up, started talking. Same with Ryan Smith. He just came out from the car. I didn't even see him come in the building. All of a sudden, he's just sitting next to me talking. I know him and I have talked many, many times about him coming up here to play. Finally got the chance, and he did great. Danny Seals sitting down with me. I know I got to talk with him in Thorold at the pre-tournament, the Thursday night tournament. He was there, got to talk with him there, and he was just, I always say the ACL pros are some of the best people around, that they'll just come and they'll talk to anybody. And that was, and Danny was the big guy in the room on the Thursday night, and just, it was, everyone just said, how he just talk with anybody, just talk bags, just talk about what to do with the throw. And they were just, just a great guy. And I was like, yeah, I know. He had to put up with me when I threw a 26 in the one virtual tournament. He's a good guy. He still talked to me after that. But yeah, it's just so much fun with that. And, so many people, and I had a lot of help with Corey Ewart, Connor Weiss helped me out with some stuff. And I know Ryan Baker giving me some extra local bags here that are coming up. That's one set will be put up as a prize coming up here very, very soon. But yeah, there's that. And just everyone that followed the show. So we've got you go over to the Facebook page, you check out that video, the 1,000 follower Facebook contest. So it's not on YouTube here. It's only on Facebook. Make a comment on that video. All you have to do is just make a comment, say whatever you want, and you will be entered into that contest for a set of local hero bags. All you need to do is make a comment. It's like I said in live feed. It's easy. All you have to do is just either make a click on something. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to do anything. It's just that easy. So there's that. I know I'm probably forgetting a bunch of people that came in and sat in with me and did some stuff, but it was all very, 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 very welcomed by me. And it was just a lot of fun on the weekend. I can't wait for St. John's with open number two. Well, I get to see my friend Bobby Speary from New York will be going down to that. So I can't wait for that there. The other thing that I heard on the weekend, just some little tidbits of stuff is right there. ACL Canada expansion. I'm hearing we've got a bunch of new leagues that could be possibly, maybe, coming on board with ACL Canada. They're not in Ontario either. Heading west, I'm hearing some names of some leagues that are possibly going to be popping up. We'll see. We are on the East Coast. Could we be on the West Coast? Could we be dipping our foot in the Pacific Ocean at some point? We'll be doing it in the Atlantic this summer. Could it be happening in the Pacific? Who knows? From hearing that there, I'm hearing of about possibly 3 to 4 leagues that are starting up Western Canada. I'm saying that. I'm saying Manitoba over with the possibility. Never know. Could be happening. But yeah, so there's that. The other thing is, if you haven't seen before, I know some people are like, oh, we didn't know you had a shop. You can head over to the Facebook page. And on the Facebook page, there's a shop button. You can head there. And until April the 17th, use that code right there, FriendsAndFans25. If you're listening on the audio portion, head over to the Facebook page. There's a post on there. You can click that shop now button, use that code, and you'll get 25% off each item that you purchase. I know there's already been some people that have purchased stuff, some hoodies or t-shirts, or you can get a bucket hat, there's shorts, whatever you want. Let me know if you think there's something else that should be on that shop page that you want to have, and I will try and get it done for you. But that's all you have to do. Hit that. You're helping out the show. Getting some new stuff, because I know with the live feeds, I've got big plans for live feeds. I just need the money to do it. That's all I need to do. And I know I've never really asked for money before. I'm not good at it. I'm just here for fun. But if you want to help out the show in any way, that's one way that you can do it. So in talking about helping out the show, can't be anywhere without sponsors, and that would be jccornhole.com. Talk to Jamie, get some boards from him, because then he will stay busy, he'll keep his shop, and that'll give me a place just to go and throw bags. So yeah, jccornhole, jccornhole.com. Then you're gonna need something to throw on those boards. Well, local bags. I've been playing better when I've been throwing local bags here now. So it's, you need to do the same. So I've been giving away a lot of stuff. I've been throwing the Terminators this week. They're nice. Get yourself a set of Terminators or your Outlaws. The Outlaws are my second favorite bag. And then there's the Hero bag, which, like I said, you can get for free if you go over to the Facebook page and make a comment on that video. So I'll come by the bottom here. localbagcompany.com. Go check them out. Get some of your alien fill. Yes. And then if you're in the western part of Canada, in Edmonton to be exact, maybe even Sherwood Park, Darren will go around there. sierrahome.com. Darren will help you out with any of your home inspection needs and let you know where is the perfect spot to put your cornhole boards during the winter or the summer rainy season or just anywhere, anytime you want. Darren help you with that. And remember that a portion of what you are charged will go to a children's cancer hospice in Edmonton. So while you're getting your home inspected, you are also doing a thing and helping out a family in need, which is what we all should be striving to do. And then our newest partner to get us through that cornhole time. Yes, you're looking, you're saying, oh, that bottle's still full. It's because it's the show bottle for down here. The empty bottles are upstairs. The show bottle's here. Harris Beach Spirits RyeFifty1Products.com to find out where you can get your Rye 51 and other products. I'm hearing that he could be in the LCBO soon. Let's hope it is. But yeah, check them out. And now you're waiting the interview that you're waiting for here, because you're saying, just what is the Canadian Cornhole Federation? Well, here now, you will get to find out what it is as I talk to and we get more information on the Canadian Cornhole Federation. And we are here with Mike Nielazarek of the Canadian Cornhole Federation, as promised. Mike, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Doug?
Not too bad. So you've been on the show once before, as for Moondog Cornhole. Now you've got the new thing, the Canadian Cornhole Federation. And I've had a lot of people asking me, what is the Canadian Cornhole Federation? I know what it is, but how about you? You let everyone know just what this new federation is.
All right, so yeah, a little while ago, I got kind of tapped on the shoulder from the ACL uppers. They wanted me to start a not-for-profit organization that would be in charge of putting together Team Canada Cornhole teams for the World Cornhole Organization events. And that's essentially where we're at now. The organization's created. It's a not-for-profit. We don't pick the teams. We're always going to do playdowns. So it's you get on the team based off of play, not just off of name. And yeah, we're excited to get it started.
Yeah, and I also know, so for anyone that kind of doesn't know, WCO is not just a new thing that's come out. It's been around for a while. I know that I played in the first WCO event back in 2018. We went with a very, very small team down to Cherokee, North Carolina. But then, you know, people have seen Jamie Cowan play against the Australians, and then we had a bit of a COVID break, and then you yourself got to be a part of the WCO team that played down in Myrtle Beach, which was kind of like the rebirth of that.
Yeah, so it's been a project of Stacy's for a while, and Todd's involved now too. Their goal has always been growth worldwide, and this is the best way to do it. It gives us an even playing field and platform for when we go to events. And yeah, the first big WCO one was the one you guys went to. And then just outside of Philadelphia, their Worlds, so that's when Jamie and Scott played. And they beat the Australians to make it to Hisner in the finals, but unfortunately came up short to them. And then, yeah, Dean and I were lucky enough to represent Team World with Jackie and Maya in Myrtle Beach last year.
Exactly, yeah. So people will notice you'll basically be running kind of the way that the people would have seen Team USA picked. You always see the stuff that's put out there. So there's the USA Cornhole. You're basically going to be the same as that.
Yeah. So this year is a little bit different just because the one event we are going to is in Paris, France, and that's September 1st to 3rd. And it's just going to be a team of four because the European countries don't have the personnel to put together a team of eight yet. So it's just going to be a double team and a single, open format that way. Kind of similar to what we've done in Sox Cups and things like that, right?
Exactly, yeah. Because I see those and European countries as the same as us back in 2018. How we didn't have the numbers. They're that way, but they're growing. Most of those countries are growing substantially.
Yeah, when you talk to Ton about what's going on over there, he's got some secret names that are going to come up and surprise some people real quick. They're growing quick. It's like rapid fire.
Exactly. So with the Canadian Cornhole Federation, is there a board in place, or is it just going to be you?
Yes. Yeah, no. So it's going to be a full board. We've got proper bylaws, everything in place. Right now we've got Jeff Waterman as the vice president, and then Clayton McMillan is going to be on as the secretary right now. There are more board positions. We don't want to overwhelm it yet. This is just kind of what we have to start to make sure we get things rolling, because this year's coming up hot and fast. And moving forward, we will take applications and we'll vote for the additional board members. We have up to 10 members and try to keep it to a nice even number, but we'll see. We'll see who is interested and where people are interested from. We'd like to get the spread countrywide. Sorry.
Oh yeah, for sure. So that comes in. We've got the they got the qualifier coming up here, June 4th. So what's going to be involved with that?
So yeah, June 4th. It's at the West Northumberland Curling Club. It's the same weekend as the Sox Cup, so there's going to be a lot of people there. Hopefully, they could stay one extra day. The qualifier this year is just one qualifier. The top four players get a spot, get the opportunity to go to Paris. It's going to be sixth game. So it's going to be single format, single player format. It's going to be six game rounders, and we're going to do an elimination after that. And then the top four standing get first dibs go. And if they can't go, the board will select somebody to go in their place that's able and eligible to go.
Which I think that's the only fair way to do it, because I know everyone kind of talks about the virtual way. I like the head-to-head, have the people playing against each other actually at the board.
Yeah, that's Clayton and Jeff and I, that's 100% what we wanted to do. It's like any national team, you got to win to get your spot, right?
Yeah. So then you people get a spot on the team. What's the event that will be happening then in Paris?
So in Paris, it's going to be the World Cornhole Organization Cup, I believe is what it's going to be called. I could be wrong, but Ton will remind me what it's called when I asked him. It's going to be a doubles team, two singles. There's 15 countries that are already more than interested in going, so should be a nice big event. We're working with a bunch of sponsors and partners to get as much of the trip covered as we can for our players. So we're hoping to cover flights and hotels and whatever we can.
Which I think that's perfect, because then they'd be able to get into that thing, because I believe there's an open that weekend in Paris for the European side, I believe, as well, too, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, they'll be able to – we'll be the players that go will be able to double down and play in the open as well. So, it'll be a nice, full, fun weekend of cornhole against players from literally all over the world.
And maybe we might be able to be like the Americans and kind of beat up on some other countries then.
We'll see. There's some shooters out there, that's for sure.
I know. I've seen it and talked to some of them. So then, we know about this year. What is your plans looking forward to possibly next season?
So next year is coming up quick. This is what we're the most excited about. The pre-qualifier season is going to be August 1st to the end of October. Directors, we're looking for directors all over Canada who are willing and able to run events. We will be able to help remotely, and hopefully we can get out to a few if it's fiscally responsible for the board to get out there. Qualifier is going to consist of five different events. So we have a team of eight next year, not a team of four. And the team of eight and the five events will be male doubles, female doubles, mixed doubles, male singles, and female singles. You could play in all three you're eligible for. You can qualify to the main qualifier for all three, but you can only represent Team Canada on one of the teams. So it'll either be the first one you win that weekend, if you do win one, or you'll have to make a tough decision. We'll have to replace you in the one spot. Like I said, we're looking Canada-wide, so if you're listening and you're in out east or out west and you're able to host an event because you have the equipment, please reach out to us anywhere on social media. You find Canadian Cornhole Federation or www.canadiancornholefederation.com. There's a little spot near the bottom where you just fill out your information and we'll get back to you. The national team qualifier, we're trying to nail down a location right now. We're trying to keep it close to Toronto Airport. And we're looking mid to end of November. We'll just have to make sure we line it up with all the other major events.
Like, so then what, if someone did want to host an event, what would it all kind of entail in hosting an event?
So they would, the questionnaire we have is just like simple, like how many boards do you have? How many tablets do you have? What facility do you have and what availability do you have for the facility? Because we don't, if we have, say, two, if every province buys in and we have two events per province, we want them to obviously not be on the same weekend so people will have a second chance. We're still working on the fees they could charge. There is a $20 membership fee, which will come out of your registration per player per season. And that just goes towards helping to pay for funds like sending the team to Europe or US or wherever we end up. And then after that, directors could charge another 10 to 20 based off facility. So there is, they're not doing it out of pocket by any means. And they'll just have to fill out the form and we'll sit down when we have our full board and look at the different applications and select ones that we think best suit our needs.
And now we talked about that, with you were kind of in partnership with the ACL, but do directors or anyone playing have to be ACL?
No. And I know there's a few people that have reached out that are worried that we're going to try to convert them or anything. We have no interest. Our interest as a board is to try to put the best representation of Canada that we can on the team. So if you've never played an ACL event, you sign up for your free membership because that's just the software we're comfortable with, and you can play in an event. You don't need a membership or anything like that. We're Canadian Cornhole Federation. We use ACL software, but we're not specifically ACL.
Well, I think if people were to look at the USA Cornhole model, because there they have both ACO, ACL, TCL in the States, everyone can go to those events, and it's an open thing for everyone. It just so happens that they're using the ACL software. I think that's the best thing for Canada, is just to bring kind of everyone together.
Yeah, that's the goal. I know there's leagues that, and provinces that don't have ACL, and we still want them to be involved. We want them to send their best 8 to 16 or whatever, and maybe they get a spot. And just what a spot could do, it'll create conversation in your area and it'll help boost every league. So it's I think there's significant value to having a spot.
So I am looking forward to June 4th. I'm hoping that I won't have to work or anything else. I can get down there and maybe we can even broadcast some of the final games to see who gets into Team Canada.
Yes, for sure. Hopefully I have you on the mic. If not, we'll do our best to bring the best we can so everybody could watch, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are excited to see who's going to wear that red and white for the first ever event over in Europe, including
I will do my best to get down there, sir, and let everyone see just what's going on down there, because I know it's going to be some big hype around that, because maybe the Olympics are just around the corner. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. So, again, I want to thank you for this, and we will be seeing you at the West North Humberland Curling Club. These names got to be shorter for all these things. It's just crazy. Maybe it's a Todd thing. Todd's always got the long names for stuff. But, yeah, we will see you down there on June 4th.
Sounds good. Cheers. Take care.
I want to thank Mike for coming on and talking about the Canadian Cornhole Federation. Remember, it's not a league. It's just anyone can participate in that there. It doesn't matter where you play or if you belong to any league, or you can be belong to no league. Does not matter. All you have to do is just pay your registration. Go to one of the qualifying sites and you can qualify to be part of Team Canada at the West North Humberland Curling Club. Great venue. And if it's also in the summer, there's camping around. So if you're not staying in a hotel, you can bring a trailer, camper. You can camp right around there. There's great spots, because I was there last year. Adam Hubbard from Peterborough Cornhole found a spot, and he was like, hey, come and bring the camper. And we did the late night stuff around there, around the campfire. Watched Johnny Parsons fall asleep while eating a bag of chips. Yep. So with that, that is the end of another show. Hopefully we'll be back. Hopefully we probably will be back next week with another show, as we are going to be going into the week of the ACL Canada Central Conference Tournament number 2. That will be in Bradford, Ontario. So, yeah, check that out. I'm not sure. I don't think it's sold out yet. There's that. But then even check out ACL Canada, where you can, on the Facebook page or Instagram, everything will be out there with where tournaments will be or anything else you need to know about what is going on in Canada. Check that out, Instagram and Facebook. And then if you haven't already, because you probably may not know about it, become a follower, like on Facebook, become a follower on Facebook. Easy for me to say. I did too much talking last weekend. That's my issue. Then, as always, on YouTube, like, share, and subscribe. Do you know that we are 2 subscribers away from another contest? You just have to hit that subscribe button, which is probably on this side, and this little bell. You can hit that, and then you can be told when there's a new stuff come out online here for this year. We are at 448 subscribers. Make it 450, and we will give away some local bags to some people. Like, come on. It's that easy to get bags. That's all you have to do is click a little subscribe button here, a thumb up here, and that's all you got to do. It's easy. So, with that, you've heard enough of me talking. You listened to me talk for a lot of hours last weekend, and probably another close to 35, 40 minutes or something here. But hey, I want to thank you. We got over 30. You know, we got almost 60,000 views last weekend during all the live feeds between Facebook and YouTube, not counting ACL Cornhole TV. Wow. So take the rest of this weekend. Sit down. It's Easter weekend, and if you don't want to be with the family, watch ACL Cornhole TV, ACL American Cornhole League Facebook page and YouTube, and you can just sit and watch the National from Corpus Christi, Texas. It's going on. Just sit and watch cornhole, because that's what you did last weekend. Do it again this weekend. Just go have some fun. Throw some bags. See you next week.